New from Joyce Meyer, available now wherever books are sold or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks for listening today. Again, to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified, Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The Lord says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." You see, women don't have a seed. He said, no, the men carry the seed. But the Lord was prophesying. He said, there's going to come a time where a woman's going to come past a man. She ain't going to need the man's seed. Because it's going to be the seed of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be my seed. He was talking about Mary. Her seed is going to bruise your seed, which is Cain. See, there's a line of Cain. And that Cain created the first world system, which has grown into a dragon today. Cain perverted worship. Cain became the first farmer, the first. He started making instruments, and he built the first city, Enoch, and all the attendant evils of a city. But the devil was the god of it. And that's what we see today in this world system. The earth is the Lord, but the system is established by the evil one, beginning with Cain. Out of Cain's loins came the Sanhedrin. Hello? The zealots, all these ites that were religious fanatics. They were all Pharisees, Sadducees. All of these came from the line of Cain. All right? So they broke the lease. They became a product of their exchange. Their lives as a whole became a question. That'd be something I ask the church today. Is your life a question? In other words, do you even really know who you are? That's a million-dollar question. Because even in the church, it's a relevant question because people don't know. Some think, well, they got saved just to go to heaven, just so they don't go to hell. Some believe that they're saved to hold on and hide out till Jesus comes. Oh, yeah. Tell somebody, that is not who you are. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I don't care how you try to hide. That is not what we are here for, to hide out. You're to just be us exclusively. No, we are here, as I said last week, to have dominion in every domain. Come on, tell somebody, every domain. Now, because we've been conditioned so by the system, that might be a hard pill to swallow, that we are to have dominion in every domain. But it's the truth. And God chooses the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. See, I hear some of y'all right now saying, you know, well, I don't feel like I can do that. I'm not capable. No, you're not. You and I are not. But he that is in us, if I'll just say what he says, if I'll just do what he says, it might not seem like it makes a whole lot of sense because, see, God, how many of God talks nonsense? I wish some of y'all was as passionate about this as I am. God talks nonsense. In other words, God doesn't speak to your senses. God talks to your spirit. He don't talk to your eyes. Thomas said, Lord, show me. And he showed Thomas, but he said, blessed are they, Thomas, that believe but haven't seen. He spoke a blessing over that person. The one that doesn't see with the natural eyes, but yet they believe. The ones that don't walk by sight. They walk by the impression of the Holy Ghost on the inside. Come on, tell somebody, I got a feeling. Everything's going to be all right. If you get in touch with him, he will tell you stuff that doesn't make sense to the conditioned carnal mind. He told Elisha, he prophesied that by this time tomorrow, there shall be plenty in Jerusalem. What kind of sense did that make? No sense at all, except that God was already busy. Look, somebody tell him God's already busy. I wish I didn't have to pump some of y'all this morning, but God is already busy. Come on, say, God is already working in your behalf. You don't see it with your natural eyes. The bank didn't tell you. God got a plan that's bigger than the bank. I don't have to rely on a bank. Tell you to go down to the ocean and pull the first fish up, and the one you pull up will have the coin that you need to pay your tax. Go get it. If you listening to the devil, you'll be saying, well, I hope it's the first fish. It's the first fish, second fish. Would you sure it's the first fish? You got to starve some stuff out. Tell the person beside you, starve your doubt. Feed your faith. Starve your doubt. Feed your faith. Starve your doubts. And feed your faith. Your doubts ought to be shriveling up. Please, please. Starve them to death. I ain't giving you nothing. I ain't even talking to you. I ain't listening. Don't say nothing to me. Keep them chained up and bound up. Amen. Starve them to death. Feed your faith. Spread the table before your faith. Eat everything you like. Come on, we have some seconds. Check some thirds. Check some fourths. Come on. Eat it all. We're talking about recovering some stuff that rightfully belongs to us, authorized by God himself. That old renegade spirit and his cohorts have finagled stuff from us that belongs to us. And I hope you're with me on a mission to take it all back, to get it all back. For myself, for my family, for my children, for their children, and their children, for our city, for our region, for our nation, for the nations of the world. There is a kingdom that has suffered violence, and the violent take it back by force with your words, with your spirit. Take it back. Look at somebody and tell them, take it back. Look at somebody and tell them, take it back. Look at somebody and tell them, take it back. When you start talking what God has said, the devil can't stand in your way. The devil can't stand in your presence. He don't hang around long when you start saying what God has said, because he knows the same God that created him is on the inside of you. The same God that has condemned him to the lake of fire is on the inside of you. He ain't afraid of you, but when you start talking what God said, that word has sealed his doom. That word troubles him. Stop saying that. Don't say that. Somebody shout, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I am what God said that I am. You run every devil off. Not one of them will stay around. They run. That word hurts. Come on, when you clap your hands, it hurts. When you praise God, it hurts. When you wave your hand, it hurts. When you lift your voice, it really hurts. Every time you do that, a brick in his kingdom is being tossed down. You're gathering together under the corporate anointing. When Zion comes together, we come together to make decrees, to pass laws in the spirit realm, to change laws, to turn stuff over. We didn't just come for a feeling, to sing some songs. No, we came to wage war. We came to establish the rule in the land. That's the authority that Zion carries. The Lord said he's going to rule with his scepter from Zion, the church. Come on, give him praise. Somebody getting a breakthrough. Some chains are being loosed. Some shackles are coming off. Some devils are being defeated. Some enemies are being driven off. Some plans are being overturned. Hallelujah. See, I don't have to understand it all. I just need to stay in the decree, stay saying what God is saying. I don't care what the enemy's trying to do. I'm concerned with what God is saying. You ain't got to try to figure out what the devil's name is. Forget that. I don't care what your name is. I don't want to know your name. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't need to know nothing about you except that you're getting out of my way. You letting go of my property. I'm binding you in Jesus' name. I'm sending you back to the pit in Jesus' name. You're going to let go of all my property in Jesus' name. Tell somebody, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it all back. God has authorized me to take it back. Saints, you are authorized. We're not playing church. See, we've all been brought up under subnormalities. Where you come from, it wasn't normal. Church you come out of probably wasn't normal. I know church I come out of wasn't normal. All of us have dealt with subnormalities. We've not really understood the kingdom. We've not really understood authority. You know where you came from. How was to this Sunday would be the hymn Sunday. You know, you go from the hymns. The pastor have 10-minute message. And then y'all have tea and coffee some after service. You understand? I'm just saying. This, that was church. Or some of the pipe organ. You know, big old pipe organ. They play that on Sunday, on this particular Sunday. And the choir sang a couple songs, and there was a poem and 5 minutes of ministry, and that was it. See, people didn't understand. We are here to take some stuff back. The church is here to establish a kingdom.
We've come to the close of part 6 of Dominion, God's release agreement. God does not speak to our senses, but he speaks to our spirit. Believers must starve their doubts and feed their faith. God is preparing to release the body of Christ from confinement, bad obligations that are fleshly, and even debt. When we make God's decrees, heaven opens. We have to follow the example of Christ. He only decreed what he heard his Father decree. Pray prayers of proclamation and not only prayers of petition. God's ultimate purpose and plan is to establish his kingdom here on the earth. God has signed a new release agreement for us, full of heavenly benefits to be experienced here on the earth. So until next time, my friend, stay blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.